And they knew nothing about what would happen. And they would know nothing about what would happen. Are you ready for Christmas?
No.
That's very honest. Now, I've never been able to say this before, but actually, I think my family, I better come clean and say my wife, we're very much prepared for Christmas this year, because yesterday, I've got brothers, etc., and extended family all over the country. And so Ruth and I decided that we'd been talking about this for years. We would just go ahead. We booked a pub lunch in Northamptonshire and invited everyone out to come and join us. And actually, they turned up. And two amazing things happened. First of all, one of my brothers is famous for being late. An hour, or two, or three. And he arrived on time. This is miraculous. And then the second half of it, at the end of it, we all went to the car park and we were able to exchange Christmas presents. And normally my brother would be sort of saying something like, it'll be in the post, I'll make sure I get it out, brackets, on Christmas Eve or Boxing Day. But no, actually, he was prepared. We were all prepared. We got the whole thing done. And I wish I could stay here and stand here and say that I'd done my bit. It was my missus did it all, actually. So I'm very much appreciative. Public acknowledgement. Am I in your good books now? No, I'm not. Okay. Got to keep on working on the public penance. But actually, it's all about getting prepared. The Advent theme is a very serious one. It's a very serious one because it's saying, prepare for Christmas. Now, we all know about preparing for Christmas. There are loads of people out there preparing for Christmas. But actually, the whole concept of Advent pointing towards Christmas has been lost. Because to some extent, we have the parties, and we have all those sort of things. We can't help that. But for so many people, they don't really know what Christmas is about in the first place. For so many people, Jesus is just a swear word. And it's like a sort of a pretty little story about a baby in a manger. It sounds like a Disney film. And for many people, it gets no further than that. And Advent, preparing for Christmas, well, what's the latest thing? Black Friday, an import from the USA. It's the Friday, as I understand it, the Friday after Thanksgiving, which means that's the day when the shops do their discounting. Everyone turns up in vast hordes and they push through the doors and end up fighting each other. And that's preparing for Christmas. Something's gone wrong, hasn't it? That's not what it's supposed to be all about. Preparing for Christmas is, oh sure, it's about the joy and the celebration and all those things. But it's also thinking about what it means. And of course, on the first Christmas, I'm giving you a preview of the Christmas sermon now, so you're very lucky. The first Christmas, of course, there were, you know, people were having parties and all sorts of things in Bethlehem when Jesus and when his parents turned up, and then he was born in the back, not in the main place where people were staying, but in the stable right at the back. People were partying, no doubt. They were having a great time. The first Christmas probably was enjoyed by an awful lot of people, but they didn't know what was going on. They didn't notice the baby and the shepherds and the star and everything else. They didn't see that. And there were so many people for whom Christmas is just going to be about money. It's going to be about the presents. It's going to be the super films on the television or Sky, whatever else may be. For so many people, Christmas doesn't resonate at all because the story is almost gone out of their minds and their memories, and whole generations are growing up with no understanding really of what it's about at all. So that's the first part of Advent, which is missing out there for so many people. But the second one is also this. The churches are always has taught that Advent is also about preparing for the second coming of Jesus. That point in history, excuse me, when God brings history to an end, he pulls everything back together and says, this is the point at which we're going to actually finish it. Now, I could go and probably preach for an hour on that theme. I'm not going to do that today. It's quite a complex one. But it's a very clear Christian theme that it isn't going to always carry on as it is now. And as we had in our story, in the story of the words of Jesus, people were drinking and celebrating, having all those things. And most of them haven't got a clue of what was going on in the time of Noah. So all those people were just living as normal. They were, as so many people do, they're just drifting from one day to another, one week to another, one month, one year to another, one decade to another. And of course, in the story of Noah, the flood comes, and they didn't see it coming. They didn't know. And the Advent theme is also to say to us that we need to know that one day God will finish this earth. One day history will be brought to an end. One day justice will be brought to the streets of the earth, and God will make all things new in him. And that day is going to be a day of great celebration, but it's also a day of sadness because it's a day of judgment. Now, that's a theme you don't want to hear in church these days. Nobody wants to have some old vicar at the front ranting on about judgment. You know, we have to be trendy these days. But the simple truth is, actually, part of the Advent theme is simply saying how it's going to be. It's a warning in history. Jesus spells it out that one day the end will come. And of course, for so many people, they don't even get it. Many Christians don't get it. There are so many people who, again, I'm afraid we are included, we drift so easily from one thing to another. Our discipleship, let's face it, so often is so light. We don't take seriously following Jesus. We don't take part of being the body of Christ perhaps seriously. We let things slip, and one bit after another, we become sort of slow-lane Christians, and we don't put our backs to it. And yet the challenge of Advent is that one day God will call us to give account for our lives, our time, our relationships, our money, everything. One day we will be called to account. And of course, you get this wonderful picture Jesus is saying about, you know, therefore watch. You don't know the day the Lord will come. And then he gets, then opens up the whole issue of burglary. Now, I won't ask who's been burgled in this church. I guess most folk will. And I know it's a horrible experience. I've had a little experience of this. I know some people have had dreadful experience. I know it's really hard. But over the years, I've met on occasion locksmiths and people who put alarms in. And what they tell me time and time again is they often get called out to put locks in where there weren't any locks and alarms in where there weren't any alarms because people have been burgled and only then do they think about having alarms and locks. Did you see on the local news, I think it was in Leeds, the police have been going around one of the estates, going around opening back doors and seeing which ones were open. And an awful lot of people hadn't even locked their doors. And so if they get burgled, it's not blaming them, but simply they hadn't even thought about locking. And there's an image there actually about being prepared. And there's so many people, just likewise, who don't think about protecting their property. So many Christians too don't ever think about one day having to give account. We let ourselves just simply drift all the way through our lives. And the challenge of Advent is to say, wake up and smell the coffee, which hopefully will be served after the service at the back. But it means so much more than that. It means paying attention to our discipleship, not letting it come, you know, so easily. Here comes Christmas again. We go through the round of the year all over. And so often, it's easy for Christians to slip. And one year after another, maybe a bit less committed, maybe come a bit less, don't take things too seriously. And before we know what happens, we become slow-lane Christians. And the challenge of Jesus is saying this, if you knew the day he would come, you would be prepared. And even if you don't know, you've got to be ready. Have that moment in mind that one day you and I will be called to account. I told this story before, but many years ago, in the 19th century, there was an eclipse of the sun in Washington, and Congress were meeting. And of course, when it all went dark, people began to panic. And one wise old congressman got up and said, look, if we're doing what God has called us to do, sit down and carry on doing the very thing he has called us to do. And if he hasn't called us to be in Congress, if we haven't got our lives sorted out, then there's a reason for panicking. But the reason for doing it properly is that we should be living out the lives we've been called to do. The end time is not about panic. It's about reassurance that we're on the pathway we should be on. And if we're not, then we have a problem. And that's the challenge of Advent too. It's about saying that the darkness out there is dark and we have received the light, but that light can grow dim. So this Advent Sunday morning, have we allowed that light inside of each one of us to grow dim? Have the years passed and we've just got a bit tired of it all? Or has that flame kept alive? So that's a challenge to us over this Advent period, to prepare not only for the coming of Christmas, but also for the end of time. But note also, there's a fascinating bit in this passage, again, we haven't got time, when Jesus talks about two men in the field, one will be taken, one left behind, two women grinding, one taken, one left behind. Advent isn't just about saying to ourselves, are we ready? It's about helping those out there to be ready. And that's the tragedy. Folk out there don't even know a thing about Advent. They hardly know a thing about Christmas, let alone Advent. And that's the challenge to us. And I'm going to go a bit further this morning. This coming Christmas, you might have seen Maureen announce it on BBC or ITV, I think it was on there. We're turning this church inside out. We're not just going to talk about the light of Christ here on Christmas Eve and remember Alan. We're going to do exactly the opposite this year. We're going to go out there and we're going to light the light of Christ on the streets of High Green, the very place where Alan was murdered, because we will not let the darkness have the last word. So part of my challenge this morning is I know some people won't be here. Some people are really not night people. I understand that. And, you know, some people are maybe a little bit elderly as well. But can I challenge us whether we're going to be part of that? I mean, we could have a trickle of people out there in an embarrassment, or we could have most of our congregation there, and maybe, I don't know, 100 people, maybe far more out on the streets. We're hoping to give out some simple literature. We're just going to give out some mulled wine and mince pies and enjoy the celebration. But we want people to know that Christmas isn't just about having fun and partying. We want to be out there streets partying with them, but partying over the light of Christ. And that's the challenge, because it's not just about us. It's about telling our neighbours too. And that's part of the challenge of the words of Jesus. So this Christmas, can I invite everybody, go a bit further, can I challenge everybody to be part of that? We're doing so much more. We've got this Christmas meal. We're trying to find all sorts of ways of reaching out to people. It doesn't just mean preaching to them and Bible bashing. It's about building relationships. But we do want to get to that point where people begin to see that there's more to Christmas than just watching the telly and partying. And if people begin, through the story of Alan's murder, to see us celebrating the light and saying that the darkness will not have a last word, then maybe we as a church are learning what Advent truly means.